shook. Yeah. She got dirt.
And she's ready to go. Ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Brantford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Craig.
Jenny Boom, it's Friday. We made it. The team is back together.
I know, right?
Wow.
Michi, every time he leaves, I feel like he's never coming back, but then he comes back.
He comes right back.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why he does.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, Michi. All right, so Caitlyn Jenner's home in the Malibu Hills is no more. It was destroyed today in Southern California's raging wildfires.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Caitlyn Jenner, this is the home that she actually featured on her reality show. And it sits on top of a ridge overlooking the Malibu Beach area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same area where the Woolsey Fire is burning out of control.
Oh, wow.
The home went up in flames today. You know, it's crazy to me because Misha said it a second ago, like, how do these people, like, pick up and take all their stuff out their house before...
Right.
But they have to have, like, some sort of contingency plan, I'm assuming.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, they have to, like, this happens all the time in California.
Right.
All right, so she's been in the home since 2015, and she's had to deal with natural disaster issues before. Just last year, winds as high as 60 miles per hour tore the roof off of her 3,500-square-foot, four-bedroom home.
Right.
Now, Kim Kardashian, Khloe, Rob Kardashian, they evacuated their Hidden Hills homes last night, and the fire has burned more than 14,000 acres so far, and all of Malibu is under a mandatory evacuation.
Oh, wow.
So... in more fire news, the California wildfire that's burning out of control has now reached Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's home.
Oh, wow.
So that just happened.
Yeah.
We just saw that a second ago. You can check it out, hot937.com. The flames are on their property right now as we speak.
Wow.
And this is the mansion that Kim and Kanye completed this year.
Right.
It took them like 3 years to put this mansion together, how they wanted it. And it looks like it's going to be consumed by flames today. Kim and Kanye, they evacuated their entire security team as of last night. We have footage of her actually coming in on a plane last night.
Right.
Because she was, you know, over there at a prison yesterday.
Yep.
You know, trying to do some good work for the prisoners. And I think, well, she was at San Quentin, I believe. And so with all that being said, we have the footage of her, like, on the plane. Like, she was filming the fire as she was landing on the plane.
Wow.
Yeah, so some scary stuff right there. Yeah. Little Pump, he had to leave his home in Calabasas today. Because he looked outside and there were the flames. Yeah.
Crazy.
So Little Pump, he actually was having a kind of a fun time putting his stuff, you know, he puts a bunch of stuff into like this huge plastic container.
Right.
And he actually like let it go all the way down the spiral stairs without carrying it.
Right.
He was kind of making a game of this.
Oh, man.
We got the video hot937.com, but when he looked outside and on camera, we have him looking outside and seeing those flames.
It said reality.
Yes. No, seriously, you have to see Little Pump's face.
Oh,
and
man.
He rushed out of the house with no shirt on and started driving away.
He was like, this is not for the gram.
Yes.
We got to go.
No,
real
he was scared.
Stuff.
He was scared.
Yeah.
Shots rang out at a Beverly Hills home where Tekashi 6ix9ine was shooting a music video with Kanye West and Nicki Minaj. And Tekashi and Kanye, they were inside. Did you hear about this?
Kanye having a wild week, huh?
Yeah, so this happened. And basically, Nicki, I guess she was lucky because she didn't show up early to film this music video yesterday. Because I guess the room where she was supposed to be having her dressing room is the room that got shot up. So they said at least one bullet pierced the window last night on the master bedroom side. And I guess this is like a big Beverly Hills mansion that they decided to rent for this music video. We don't know what the song is yet, but it's going to be on Kanye West's album.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be where Nicki and her crew were chilling before the video. And people are saying now that they believe that this might be like some sort of inside job because whoever shot up this house knew Tekashi's schedule and knew that they were filming the video there. So they shut down all production. And I guess Tekashi's attorney, Lance Lazaro, is looking into whether or not this violates Tekashi's probation.
Right.
He's saying no, it shouldn't because he's a victim.
Right.
But the Manhattan DA is looking into whether or not it was a violation of Tekashi 6ix9ine's violation. I mean, probation.
Oh,
I don't understand how that could be a violation of his probation since it happened to him.
Right.
And, you know, 50 Cent just put up a picture, too, of a bullet hole in a bedroom window there. So you can check it all out, hot937.com.
So listen, you don't have any more California news? Because it's all been California stuff.
I know. Crazy.
Who do you think did the shooting?
I don't know who did the shooting, and I don't want to speculate. Ride at 5, Rush Hour, Mr. DJ Craig G's coming up at 5. You're trying to get me in
not
trouble
at all,
here.
Not at all.
Check it out. It's Hot 937, hot937.com.
The Astro World Wish You Were Here Tour is coming to town Friday, November 30th.